Senator Bob Ondrejczak, Assemblyman Bruce Land, and Assemblyman Matt Milam tonight called attention to what they described as the widespread illegal abuse of workers in the construction industry. Despite the governor's promise to build a stronger and fairer economy, they said, it's become all too common to see full-time workers classified as contractors, workers paid in cash, tax evasion, illegal work weeks, and wage theft in New Jersey. Team South Jersey is calling for an end to it. Governor Murphy claimed he put an end to these crimes, said Ondrejczak, of the issue simmering with the unions for some time now. It's been an empty promise, the Democrat added. The senator is running for re-election in a conservative district against an opponent whose first ad tried to tie Ondrejczak to the Democratic governor. It's not the first time Ondrejczak has butted heads with the governor of his own party. In September, LD1 lawmakers, along with Senate President Steve Sweeney, D3, and with all Philadelphia TV stations present, held a press conference under the boardwalk in Wildwood to announce new legislation that will allow TTF funds to be used to replace boardwalks defunded by the governor. The administration keeps going after the little guy, trying to solve this problem one small enforcement at a time, said Milam. It doesn't work that way. A Stockton University study showed that roughly 35,000 workers are off the books or illegally classified as independent contractors. The state is losing $25 million a year in tax revenue. We have to go after the biggest offenders in the industry. I was a small business owner. I know the right way to employ people. What I see in the real estate development industry is absurd. Executive orders and a few stop work orders aren't enough, said Land. We need to treat people fairly. It's time to actually crack down on the abuse that's happening every day. The lawmakers on October 21 received the following letter from Richard E. Tolson, director of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, Locals 4 and 5,